Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice Morning Show. You can't help but do the TikTok dance when you hear that song. Ooh, I'm blinded by the light.
I'm not seeing a lot of dance videos out of you. What are you waiting for?
I'm not doing that. I can't
really
dance. You guys always make fun of me when I dance, even though I dance like nobody's watching. Hey, I found that bamboozled quote. This is
good.
You had mentioned Carl Sagan, and it really, I think what it was, like the baloney detector or something, a book you wrote 25 years ago called The Demon-Haunted World, Science as a Candle in the Dark. And somebody texted us and said, find the bamboozled quote. So here it is. Carl Sagan, one of the saddest histories. Take two. Edit that out later. One of the saddest lessons in history is this. If we've been bamboozled long enough, we tend to reject any evidence of the bamboozle. We're no longer interested in finding out the truth. The bamboozle has captured us. It's simply too painful to acknowledge, even to ourselves, that we've been taken. Once you give a charlatan power over you, you almost never get it back.
Ooh.
I know. Ooh. Give no charlatans power. I just like the first thing that he said there. Never believe something until you've independently sourced it.
Look at it, think about it. In the short term, I've been had it, and you all know the story, but the story goes in the sense that I'm sitting there wanting desperately to believe I haven't been had. Mm-hmm. And wanting to deny that this is, even though I'm starting to get that stinking suspicion that I've been had, and you just go, no, it can't be. I can't be this dumb.
Right.
I don't want to believe it.
This sure didn't enough. Happen to me again.
There you are, being had. It's unfortunate. It's sad. Right. It sucks.
Well, and sometimes when you sort of embrace something and take it on as truth for long enough, you can't let it go. You're just too married to it.
Right, for sure. All right, well, there's the Carl Sagan nerd science segment for the day.
One of the saddest lessons in history is this. Yeah, he's great.
I'm glad that you liked that little piece that he had, because I was like, I don't know how I'll fit this in, but then it just worked perfectly. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I mentioned some places that were hiring earlier, and 510 says Amazon is definitely hiring. Radio.com has played an ad on every break today.
Oh, well, right. We don't listen to Radio.com. We just listen to
our
regular radio station. We're right. hearing what the quote-unquote real feed.
Another hot role for Anna Kendrick is a movie called A Simple Favor, where she makes out with Blake Lively.
That's a great movie. That is a great movie.
Both of you are shaking your heads yes.
Yeah, it's really...
Yeah, you should watch that, Vinny.
You should watch that, Vinny. It's it's a crazy, twisted thriller.
Mm-hmm.
I love that movie.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to transition from Poppy on Trolls... to anything else, but I would
no,
try.
No, you should. It's okay. Nice to see the dark side of Poppy. It's nice to see the pornographic, sexy, living in the real world Poppy.
All right. I don't know.
I think you'll like it.
Okay. Well, I want to.
She actually does it. Well, I don't want to.
She actually does what?
Nothing. I don't want to give it away for anyone who's going to watch. The show is Dummy, and it's one of those Quibi series. It's like 10, 8-minute long segments. It is worth it. It's so good. I'm telling you, I'm a huge fan.
Oh, that's the 408 sent in that Carl Sagan's quote about being bamboozled. So thank you, 408.
Yes, 408. Thank you.
Am I the only one that freaked out when I read about a shark attack at Santa Cruz? I went on Instagram to see any Vinny updates. Well, I appreciate that you thought of me, but I wasn't attacked
You're
by
our
a shark.
Surfer.
There was one of my fellows was attacked and killed by a shark on
Guy
Saturday midday. I'd never met him, no, but it
oh,
was
I
a friend. No.
Okay.
It was a friend. But my point in the telling that part of the story was this news traveled via text throughout the surf community in under 20 minutes. Like everybody
sure.
knows someone who knew someone. And I'd apparently surfed with a guy going back with my friend Jeff who knew the surfer that was killed. So it was a couple points of separation. But the point ultimately was, boy, did that news travel fast. Like really before it hit the internet.
Turns out you guys all know each other, brah.
Before it hit the internet, it was in my phone. That's my point, is really surprisingly quickly that information got out. So I guess he was out surfing midday and got hit and was dead on the scene.
And that's the first fatality in a while.
It is. It's
shark
the first
attack.
Fatality in a while. And apparently some ladies who I think she made the news later in the weekend, maybe Sunday, but she was someone one of the newspapers said, you overlooked this. And she goes, yeah, I saw it happen. She saw the shark fin and the whole thing go down.
Wait, she was
window.
In the water? Oh,
no,
okay.
She was at home and saw it happen.
Oh,
like, oh, that looks like a big dolphin. Now, I don't know how true that story is, but I was like, oh, it's so awful. Every now and then you see a helicopter fly overhead, and they do these flyovers, helicopters, small planes. And then later you'll see pictures they post from overhead where they show sharks swimming. And
the surfers in a line.
Right. And I always wonder, like, if they see something, are they going to say something? Or are they
Shouldn't
just going to let us?
Shouldn't
I don't
we
know,
all?
Though. I don't know if they would just go.
Loudspeakers, please.
Probably for the best if we don't cause an
Panic.
Uproar. I don't know.
Well, maybe because every single dingle day, there's those sharks are going.
No, you go first.
Right.
No, you.
Oh, this person went on. Sorry, I didn't even finish. Hi, Vinny. I'm sorry to hear about fellow surfer in Santa Cruz losing his life to a shark. Just sending love to you and the surfing community. Thank you. That's nice.
That's nice.
Billions and billions know who Carl Sagan was. All right. Take it easy.
Take it easy.
The worst online virus is morons passing on bogus information. Right. That was my point. It's like, it's terrible.
It's changed everything. Oh, I like that. Click send.
Right. We went to pick up food in Los Gatos and was amazed at how many people were gathering without masks. It's insane compared to San Jose.
Right. People are going to do their own thing, you know? The only thing you can really be in charge of is your own situation.
We went camping this weekend. Collins Lake opened up. So nice. I don't know that spot, but that's great. I guess. I mean, as long as you're camping with the people you're quarantined with.
Right.
Not defending the language used by the San Diego congresswoman, but Elon Musk doesn't want to go back to work. He wants his workers to go back to work.
Yeah.
The virus is disproportionately affecting people of color, and it's disproportionately affecting people of color who are being required to return to work in the states that are reopening or lose their unemployment benefits. I'm guessing that by her name, the congresswoman is a minority, so I completely understand her frustration at billionaires putting her community at risk so they can maintain their wealth.
Hmm.
Yeah,
still,
I mean,
FU doesn't seem appropriate. Maybe
right.
she could have said something closer to what you just said. Maybe you should
right.
be her spokesperson.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's...
You know, because FU really sort of negates any argument that you were going to make that sounded rational. I'm serious. I feel like when that's your go-to, even in your level, you know, you're still, I don't know. I just really feel like we're devolving.
Yeah, I agree. Let kids drink was funny, but I had a feeling it would get backlash because people have no sense of humor in these COVID-19 times.
Yeah. Why are you watching SNL? Like, if you, I mean, really, it's satire.
Well, and it's, let's not relate COVID-19 to the sensitivity problem we face in the world or in America today.
You know what? Good point, Vinny.
That was well on its way long before COVID-19
well
ever
established.
Showed up. Right.
Sensitivity. Mm-hmm. That's us.
I mean, why would you go see a comedian if you're going to be picking
offended.
Apart everything they have to say? What's the point?
Well, you know, something to talk about.
I guess.
Something to be outraged about. People love to be outraged. Clearly.
Survivor ends this week.
Oh, you got to remind me.
Well, someone wrote that in. Yeah, they do have to remind you. So 3 hours of Survivor this week and then end,
that's
right?
That's it. Well, we certainly haven't heard anything about September's date. Although he said it's been renewed. There will be a 41 at some point. Season 41. They just didn't say when.
I'm not sure I completely understand this one. Guys, under quarantine, my husband and I have been sneaking smokes outside at night since Friday. Dang it. But so fun.
Oh, no.
Oh, so they went back to cigarettes and now they're hooked again.
Oh,
banging my head against the wall now. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, no.
Cigarettes are a trip, dude. There's no reason you should want to smoke. And yet, once you're addicted to
right.
it,
you are
it's ridiculous.
Bitch.
I remember fighting through those early puffs that made me cough and choke. Who fights through that? Why wouldn't you say to yourself, you know what? This is smoke. I'm not going to do this. And yet,
especially with all we know about it now, like, you know, it's just, you just don't, you know. Excess ain't rebellion. You're drinking what they're selling.
Whoa, look at you.
That's
who are you
cake.
Quoting there?
Cake.
Oh, that's Cake?
Yeah.
Nice.
Rock and roll lifestyle.
Sarah, did you hear the double rainbow guy died?
Yeah, we talked about it. It was actually, there were 5 deaths today, and that was the one I was like, oh. Roy Horn. Oh, Jerry Stiller. That was a big one.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Little Richard. And a woman named Betty Wright, Wright,
an R&B singer,
and
right?
She was, you know, I didn't really know anything about her. I didn't, and we listened to some of her songs. And she's great. Only 66, I think. The only COVID-related one, though, was Roy Horn, the Tiger guy.
Right. Vinny, wait a minute. Vinny, long-time listener. I start my day with S&V at 5:45 listening. I'm a painting contractor and drive around for most of the day or on a site. I get home, eat dinner, and then water my garden. I can't wait for Thursday because this Thursday I got to listen to you for an hour while I watered. I watered at night.
Oh, that's awesome.
And now I set my alarm for 7 p.m. for your side piece. That is awesome.
That's great. And it's light now at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
So he can do his watering at 7. Oh, that's great. That's really fun.
You know, we've been doing this now. I've been doing radio different forms and different shows, but since I was 20.
Yeah.
And
we're 30 years.
Right. None of these stories are lost on me. I still love that feeling when something comes back to you and you go, oh, that's awesome.
Oh, you heard that.
Yeah, I love it.
I wondered
it.
Who
I just
heard that.
Love that.
I know. It's great. Radio's awesome. I mean, we're so lucky. Thank you for listening, because without you listening to us, nobody pays us.
Well, and also there are a lot of good radio people that don't have jobs and have had to switch industries because they... I don't know, because they were in the wrong place at the wrong time or whatever. But I think of Marcus Osborne. He's a great broadcaster who doesn't do it anymore.
I know. I don't know why someone has not snatched him up. He's so great.
Dude's a stud. He's excellent. And
I know.
And continues to not have a job in the market where everyone knows him.
I know. And it's funny, too, like... As much as I want him to get a job, I also, you know, when something happens, like there have been days when you can't make it in or whatever.
Right.
And Marcus is like our go-to guy. Mm-hmm. Like he sits in, I truly, and he's worked plenty in this town. I don't know why he's not working now. It seems ridiculous to me.
Right. I agree.
Somebody snatch that guy up.
A bunch of people wrote in as we talked about dentistry today. Let me check my time. Oh, I got a couple minutes. Okay. Hey, Vinny, I work in oral health, and you should not go in for any preventative or elective care now. Cleanings are super high risk and create so much aerosol. Mm. You'll be fine to wait. Stay safe. Love you guys. Yeah, I think I'm going to cancel my dentist appointment for this month. I don't have any pain. I don't have any cavities, and I never do.
Right.
So, yeah,
it's
I think I'm going to shine it on.
Right. Well, and as long as you take care of your teeth at home, you can go. I go yearly. I don't do the 6 month thing. I don't need it.
Yeah, I don't. Well, you know what?
Plus, I don't want to.
I understand why you don't want to. I think it's what's covered in my insurance. Like, you kind of already are paying for it.
Right. So you might as well go.
So I just go. I just force myself to do it. Do we have any other stuff? Oh, wow. That song, Cleanup Woman, brings back fond memories of my late sister, who played her 45s all the time.
Aww.
Rest in peace, Betty Wright.
Oh, yeah. Crank that up. Big hole in my musical knowledge
library. Right.
I guess I don't know.
I don't know it either.
Listen to some of her today while I'm digging.
What do you got going on today?
I have a couple things actually. I was thinking about masking up and going over to Sloat. I have a couple things I got to do.
I got to mask up and go do some groceries. Mm. Have to. I should have done it Friday and didn't.
Oh, boy, you went all weekend without it, huh?
Well, there's a couple serious holes in our refrigerator that need to be filled, so that'll be my plan right away after we're done here. Anyway, thanks for your texts. We'll be back right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening to us. I will say this, Vinny, in the last half hour, the clouds have rolled in.
Yeah, I mean, rain is expected, but I don't know. I don't know what to say. That's been the forecast for today and tomorrow. So, you know, depending on where you're at, maybe you'll see rain today.
And listen, you know, you can turn off your irrigation for a couple of days. That's always a good thing if you got a yard. So I'll probably instead of digging in the yard, maybe I'll go sew some more masks. God knows I can't keep up with that.
People need them.
They do. It's true. You know, people go through them. You know, I have repeat. Friends were like, "Hey, you got an albino mafia?" I'm like, "Just
Christina has taken on the cause, and the orders are thick."
Yeah,
and she's
well,
got
people need them, and now to go out, if you want to go in any place, you got to have some kind of face covering. So find yourself a friend with a sewing machine, or get one of your own. They're not that difficult to make, and actually, you can do it with a bandana and two hair ties. There's a I want to say it's I think if you just type that in, I'm sure you'll find it. It's a really easy like way to fold the bandana and use the hair ties on. It makes it adjustable, and it's a pretty legit looking face mask. So you don't need to sew.
I think most people even have found that you just tie a bandana over your face. Anything that
you're
keeps
fine.
You covered is better than nothing, and will at least allow you to get into the store, because some stores are saying, where's your mask?
Yeah, sorry. It says right on the door, you are not allowed to come in here without a mask on.
Right. So
get one of those.
Anyway, thanks a ton for the time you gave us today.
Yes.
And hopefully you'll join the station throughout the day. We're here all day. Try
Leave
radio.com.
The stream on. Mm-hmm. See you tomorrow.
That bandana with two hair ties is up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, perfect. Right. Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be? Yay. That's quite the resource. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.